the water, do you have these great big old
frogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, around these ponds, there are lots of frogs.
You have those great big ones?
Yeah, bullfrogs, we call them. And now, will that be the dry line?
Yeah,
that's
dry line.
All right. The legs on those big old frogs are just about as good to eat as any meat you have.
They are, aren't they?
They are, sir. That's right.
I don't like to clean them.
No, but they sure are good meat.
Do you have any good green frogs, too?
Yes. Just take that right on the porch, all right. It'll be all right. Yeah, them little green there, toad frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have them here.
Do they crawl around the grass?
Yeah, they'll be around in your way right when you're not expecting them, and they don't bother nothing. They just eat bugs and things like that. We have quite a few copperhead snakes here.
Oh.
They're poisonous to Dickens, you know. We have an old graveyard right over here that I told you about, those fellows being buried there, you know. We have a little chap buried there. The most of the graveyard has just been let grow wild.
Uh-huh.
Just grew up in brush as high as that brush back there, and oh, it's an awful mess. But we go over every year and clean off around our graves, and we just got one grave, one little chap buried there. And there's four, five, or six other families does the same thing. It's in there. That part of the graveyard's nice, but some of it's just growed up till it's a fright on earth.
Oh.
And we went over this year about two or three days for Memorial Day, and my boy was the second lick he hit with a mattock. He killed about as big a copperhead. I think it's the biggest one I ever did see.
My goodness.
And then about an hour after that, the old boy killed another one there, right in the same place. That is the same graveyard.
Got a pair of them, huh?
Well, I'm liable to no tell how many it is there. It's off of the road, and there's nobody lives there close, and it's just grown up and wild and woolly, and ain't no tell how many there is there. Not a bit.
Huh.
And they're an awful poison snake.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Oh, they are. And there's lots of them in this country, and they'll bite you, and they won't let you know about it either.
You just lay right there and
you
hang.
Touch one and it'll hit you. A rattlesnake, you know, will rattle if you get to fooling around him, but copperhead's not that way. They just, if you ever touch him, look out. He'll strike at you. If he may not hit you, but he'll try it.
I don't think I'd like those.
Oh boy, they're awful poison. There's a lady back over here a while back, and the snake just hit her with one fang. Hit her about her ankle here, and the snake crawled in the brush pile. He didn't get to kill it. Next day, an old boy set that brush pile afire, thought he'd burn that snake out. And the fire got out and liked to burn the old country.
Oh, my goodness.
That's back here when it's pretty dry.
That's doing it the hard way.
Yes, it was.
How'd the lady come out?
How's that?
How did the lady come out?
She got all right, but she went to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Them copperheads, boy, I'm telling you. The doctor says one of these old big rattlesnakes, they bite you further up in the copperhead. The copperhead nearly always bites you down low. He's not too big a snake as a rule.
Uh-huh.
But they claim one of these old big rattlesnakes, if he hits you up here about your knee, you better look out. You got to have something done right away. See you tomorrow, Rachel.
See you tomorrow.
I probably should let you go too. To Siloam Springs, and
well, no, we could put up with you here, I guess.
Oh, I'd hate to impose on you.
No matter where or not, but if you think you can, now we'll.
I'm pleased that you asked, but I think what I'll do is go over there.
Well, I'll tell you what it would be. It'd be a wonderful trip for you to go over to Siloam anyhow right now, and look around a little. You find one of the wonderfulest little towns there you ever saw.
Do they have a hotel?
Yeah, oh yes.
There's
restaurants and hotels there.
I greatly enjoy staying with you, but what I'm going to do is go through this and put all these things that I've written down in the right place.
I see.